Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for May 25th. Today's word is inanition, spelled I-N-A-N-I-T-I-O-N. Inanition is a noun that means the exhausted condition that results from lack of food and water. It can also mean, more broadly, the absence or loss of social, moral, or intellectual vitality or vigor. Here's the word used in a sentence from The Adventure of the Norwood Builder, a Sherlock Holmes story by Arthur Conan Doyle. My friend had no breakfast himself, for it was one of his peculiarities that in his more intense moments he would permit himself no food, and I have known him presume upon his iron strength until he has fainted from pure inanition. The word inanition describes a state of suffering from either a literal emptiness of sustenance or a metaphorical emptiness of interest or energy, so it should come as no surprise that the word ultimately derives from the same idea in Latin. Inanition, which first appeared in Middle English in the 14th century, can be traced back to the Latin verb inanire, meaning to make empty, which in turn comes from inanis, meaning empty. Another far more common descendant of inanis is the word inane, I-N-A-N-E. The family resemblance is clear. Inane is used to describe things lacking significance or substance. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.